This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here is your morning brief for Wednesday, March 27th. I'm Luke Vargas for the Wall Street Journal. We are exclusively reporting that a safety probe into the Baltimore bridge collapse will include whether contaminated fuel played a role in a giant cargo ship losing power and crashing into the bridge. While not common, blackouts at sea do happen and have long been considered a major accident risk of ships. The investigation will include reviews of the vessel's operations and safety record, while crews will be looking at securing recorders, which are similar to a plane's black box, from the vessel. The National Transportation Safety Board hasn't commented on what issues investigators have uncovered so far. NBC News has cut ties with Ronna McDaniel just days after hiring the former Republican National Committee chairwoman as a contributor. The about-face followed public outcry from some of NBC's own stars, many of whom blasted the decision to hire McDaniel on air. McDaniel, who left her job at the RNC earlier this month as former President Donald Trump was on the verge of clinching the Republican presidential nomination, has been criticized for her support of Trump's efforts to challenge the results of the 2020 presidential election. And Merck is a step closer to seeing an $11.5 billion bet pay off after the FDA approved its new drug for a potentially fatal lung disease. The pharma giant bought the company developing the drug back in 2021 and is counting on the treatment to deliver blockbuster sales to help stave off a massive revenue decline when the patent for its cash cow cancer treatment expires in 2028. Merck said it sees the drug approved yesterday as a multi-billion dollar opportunity, and analysts estimate that it could fetch sales of up to $7.5 billion a year. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day mixed. European shares are also searching for direction in early trading, and U.S. futures are up ahead of earnings from cruise operator Carnival later this morning. And we have got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.